Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Yep, we are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Where am I supposed to be out? Although, I'm pretty easy. It's probably out here. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure having you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here. I mean, you don't have to do anything stupid. There's enough stupid stuff going on already. They don't need your help. Just being honest about it. All right? And they're getting crazier and crazier. Well, you know what? That can't be true. They're not getting crazier and crazier in Congress. They've always been there. And what I've been saying for a long time, it's like a bad rash that finally came to the top, right? Come on, think about it. You have Nancy Pelosi and team, if you would, right? Schumer and the rest of them. We're acting surprised at some of the stuff they're doing, but they've been doing this stuff for years. There's nothing new here. A few guys at San Francisco, my God, are you for real? No, I mean that sincerely. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. San Francisco is suing its own school district to reopen classes. Now, the thing I love about this, I want you to think about something. They are taking your tax dollars, if you live in San Francisco. They're taking your tax dollars, your time, your everything, okay? And they're using it to sue them. They're wasting their own money. They're spending your own money against these government agencies. Well, they should just reopen the schools and get it over with. What is that saying? Let's do this thing. So the city of San Francisco took a dramatic step on Wednesday in its efforts to get children back into school. It's suing its own school district to try to force open the doors amid this whole coronavirus debacle. The lawsuit was the first of its kind in California, possibly in the country. School systems, you know, come under increasing pressure from parents and politicians to end this virtual learning. Now, the virtual learning isn't what's bad. It's the way it's being taught and the fact that there wasn't really any long-term teaching to make it happen. Now, teachers unions in many large school districts, including San Francisco, say they won't go back until they're vaccinated, and many school districts are saying they want proof that the family has been vaccinated. Not just the teachers, the kids. So City Attorney Dennis Herrera, with the support from the mayor, London Breed, said that he sued the San Francisco Unified School District and the Board of Education as a last resort to salvage what's left of this year. It's going to be tough. If you're not in education, you don't understand how tough this really is. They say it's safe to reopen schools and keeping them closed was just hurting the kids. Not a single San Francisco public school student has set foot in their classroom in 347 days. Herrera said at a news conference that calling it shameful and unlawful, more than 54,000 San Francisco school children are suffering. They're being turned into the zombies, really, or as he liked to refer to it, as zombies, by the online school. Now, the lawsuit highlights the growing tension and infighting nationwide between politicians who say it's safe to return and teachers' unions who say it's not. Even doctors say it's safe to return. The CDC came out today and said it's safe to return. Many of the California schools, actually the majority of California schools, are closed and have been closed since last March. Now, San Francisco schools were allowed to reopen in September, but there were so many of the schools that weren't meeting the minimum criteria that they wouldn't let them open. Right? Now, there's 113 private parochial schools in San Francisco are wide open, and they haven't had any problems. Lawsuit says the school's administrators are violating a state requirement that districts adopt a clear plan to offer classroom-based instruction whenever possible. Now, during the pandemic, it seeks to, you know, they're going after this court order to require schools to prepare for. Now, they should have been preparing already. Anybody disagree with that? I mean, you knew it was coming. You knew we were going to get back to norms. I will hope you knew that we were going to get somewhat back to norms eventually. But if people really, truly believe for a second that these guys don't know what they're doing, that don't understand truly what's happening here, then you got bigger problems than I can help with. Does anybody else? I mean, I'm not, and some of you who've been listening for a while, you know, I'm not a conspiracy guy. I actually get mad when people send me too many conspiracy stories. I don't want them. All right, but how is it that all of a sudden these Democrat mayors and governors, they want these cities open, they want the stores open. All of a sudden, it's safe to a degree to go back. We've had a very small percentage of the population has been vaccinated. Joe Biden had no plan. We know this now. Well, some of us knew it then. But some of you are recently finding this out. He has no plan. Now he's talking about getting more drugs to local pharmacies so they can be administered quickly. Joe, have you not read some of the publications that are left-leaning? How Cuomo makes the rules? You give him the bulk, he decides how it's distributed, not you. You give the bulk to California, we're the worst. We're the last in the country on how this stuff is put out, disseminated. I'm not going to say we. Newsom is terrible at it, but he's terrible at everything. This shouldn't be a shock to anybody. Joe Mazzini, your host, listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, get involved with people smarter than myself in the chat room. We'll be back in just a bit.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now. And get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40-pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air. You know, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part. You got to be part of the conversation. You need to get informed. Right? Don't just figure you know it, because I can tell you something. You don't. Neither do I. I'm not saying I know more than you do. But you got to bring people on that have a clue. You got to have, you know, some of these guys that bring people on their show. They're opinion shows. I don't want to be just an opinion show. I want to make sure that people have a clue as to what's going on and the information we're giving you is true and you can check it out. And otherwise, you're just a moving mouth, if you would, right? Now, I haven't had this guy on for a while, and you know I need to have him on more often. I think about him frequently because he's one of the few guys that was willing to come forward, speak the truth, and not really worry about what was going on around him as long as he got the truth out there. Del Bigtree is one of the preeminent voices of the vaccine and risk awareness movement. His career is an Emmy-winning producer of the CBS talk show The Doctors. You know, really changed when he produced a documentary called Vaxxed. And you know what? I can go through this whole thing, but I really want to get as much time in with him as I can. Del, thanks so much for being with me, man. I really appreciate your time with me.
I appreciate it. Thanks for cutting that bio short. It gets really hard to listen to it over and over again.
You know, some of the people, they get overzealous. It's like, God, you know what? Check him out. There's this Google thing going. Check him out on Google. You'll see the creds that he has. And it's, you know, really important that you get informed by people that aren't paid by that same till you're speaking against. And Dell is not. I got to know him, like I said, a few years back when you did Vaxxed. And I still talk about you. I still rerun that show from time to time. It makes some people really crazy, and others really appreciate the information that you've put forward. So let's do an 80,000-foot overview of what the movie Vaxxed is actually all about.
Well, Vaxxed is what really sort of broke me out of my work in television. As you said, I was producing CBS Talks with the Doctors. At the center of that film is a whistleblower from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, a guy named Dr. William Thompson, that came forward in 2014, 2015, and started confessing that the CDC was committing scientific fraud in the vaccine safety studies, and specifically one study, the 2000 to 2004 MMR study, measles, mumps, rubella study, looking at its connection to autism. This was the vaccine that all over England, people were claiming they were seeing it causing their child's autism. There's a huge paper and controversy around Dr. Andrew Wakefield, who had published this paper talking about these families and their children's regression into autism and a novel gut disease that was going along with that, but that's a little bit different story. So because of this tension coming out of England, our Congress asked the CDC, will you look into this issue of the MMR vaccine and autism? And so they did. This was a study we did in America, financed by our U.S. government. And what they ended up happening, based on the whistleblower's testimony and 10,000 documents he has provided to me and several other sources, including Congressman Bill Posey in Florida, he basically showed that we saw a connection between the vaccine, the MMR vaccine, that's the measles, mumps, rubella vaccine, and autism, and we hid it from the public. And to be clear very quickly, it was a timing study. The hypothesis being tested was, is it possible that the earlier we give the MMR vaccine, the more likely a child is to develop autism? And that's exactly what they found. What they found were those children that got the MMR vaccine on the CDC schedule, which is right between 12 and 18 months, were at an increased risk of developing autism compared to those children that delayed their MMR vaccine until after 3 years old. And then there was a very strong African-American issue with this, since the study was done out of Atlanta, a very large African-American cohort, and that showed that African-American children were, roughly 2.5 times more likely to develop autism if they got the vaccine on time versus delayed. And then they looked at boys, African-American boys, and it was off the charts, 3.56 times more likely, or 356.
Wow. My God. Now, listen, let's get something out of the way so people understand what you are not a hardcore right-wing conservative, correct? What we would call that, conservative.
I'm not. I grew up a progressive liberal from Boulder, Colorado. I've always considered myself an environmentalist. I do now consider myself in many ways politically marooned. It's incredible how much the party I grew up in is supporting the vaccination program without looking at the science. And the deeper and deeper I get into this issue, the more and more concerned I get. The pandemic has added to that. All of these things I've been reporting on in detail. And I have to say, on my show, The High Wire, thehighwire.com, people can check it out. We do a weekly show. I'm just watching the news break this week, and I'm still pinching myself that we predicted most of the reality that's now coming true with the pandemic over 9 months ago. This was all so obvious. It was so obvious.
They're
just changing the way they counted, that lockdowns were going to be a disaster, all of it, it's all coming. I think it's finally, it just can't be avoided. We know where this is going, and it's a train wreck for our scientific community, which is unfortunate because there's good scientists out there now that are screaming, trying to save science because this small group of people have really made such tragic errors around the world.
Well, Dale, I got to tell you something. You're more of an optimist than I am, you know, because, you know, people almost are being led to the slaughter with this thing. You know, when you first started talking about the movie Vax and what have you, I started thinking to myself, look, I haven't talked to any of your doctors. I really didn't talk to you much about it, but I started thinking about things like, you know, here you are shooting these kids up with all kinds of, you know, different diseases, if you would, you know, in the vaccines, and you're giving them all in one shot or all in two or three shots in a short period of time. How do they justify? Again, I don't have a medical degree, and I'm thinking to myself, they have no or very little of a bit of an immune system. I'm sorry, this doesn't make sense to a sixth grader. And yet, because of the money, they were pushing it through, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think money is a huge part of it. There was, you know, obviously, we know they took liability away in 1986, and that caused a whole other problem. You know, when we, essentially, if people don't know, liability was taken away from the manufacturers of vaccines. In fact, everybody near a vaccine can't see the doctor, can't see the hospital, can't see the manufacturers. Total liability protection because the pharmaceutical industry eventually, you know, realistically just blackmailed Ronald Reagan saying, we're going to stop making all vaccines if you don't protect us from liability. Why were they asking for that? Because in their own words, we are losing so much money from the lawsuits from death and injury from vaccines, we can't make a profit. I mean, I want you to wrap your head around that. They made a profit off of OxyContin, even though we now know that they were being sued and are now losing billions of dollars. They made a profit off of talcum powder, Johnson & Johnson. We now know it always had asbestos and Vioxx and Ben. I mean,
wow.
We're using these companies making a mathematical decision that it's okay to lie and tell people product's safe and after it kills tens of thousands of people.
You got to put it on pause. We got to go for a quick break. I don't want to lose any of this good stuff. Be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. Dell Bigtree is going nowhere. He's going to be with me after the break.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Leadership in the Senate has reached a power-sharing agreement laying out how the body will operate with a 50-50 split. New Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the deal settles committee ratios and allows those committees to organize with Democrats at the gavel. They hold the majority in the Senate through the tie-breaking vote of Vice President Kamala Harris. At the heart of the standoff was the matter of the filibuster, which Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell demanded Schumer pledge to keep in place. The New York Democrat initially resisted, but two Democratic senators, Joe Manchin of West Virginia and Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona, announced they wanted to keep the filibuster rule intact, essentially depriving Schumer of the votes to do away with it. And prosecutors in Wisconsin are asking a judge for a new arrest warrant and an increased bond for Kyle Rittenhouse, the Illinois teen accused of killing two people last year during unrest in Kenosha. According to court filings, prosecutors say Rittenhouse violated the terms of his current bond by moving and failing to give the court his new address. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We are back.
This is Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me again. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved in the conversation. If you don't want to be on, you can send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. And to make life even easier, I can't make it any easier for you people, but to make life even easier for you, you know, if you want to get an alert from the show, it's real simple. Just text TRS to 77222. That's TRS to 77222. 222. But let me get back to, you know, I love having this guy on the show. Again, I don't have him on enough. Del Bigtree joins me. He's one of the preeminent voices of the vaccine risk awareness movement. And I'm telling you, just go Google him. You'll learn so much about, you know, vaccines. And he also has a show called The High Wire with Del Bigtree. You got to check that out as well. And unlike me, millions of people check out his podcast. And Del, again, thanks for being with me.
Yeah, if you Google me, you could also see how many people hate me too. It's quite a ride to see the sort of anger and vitriol towards someone who's just trying to make sure the vaccines are safe for everybody. God forbid.
Well, you know, my bigger part of my listening audience is conservative, which is why I needed to make a point in the last segment. You know, we can come together. We don't all hate each other like you see on TV all the time. We can come together on issues and learn from each other if we would just. Yeah. Push aside all the political garbage, but whatever. So, WHO came out, right? The World Health Organization, and a couple of weeks ago, I was reading an article, and they said, and it went under the radar. They said that look, really, only about 60% of the COVID deaths are pure COVID related. The rest of them, people got these other issues going on, and you know they're taking drugs for this. There's a lot more to it. Our body's a lot more complicated than just dying from one thing. Now they come out and say, hey, you know these lockdowns? Maybe not so much. Right? I mean, they're reversing themselves on a regular basis, aren't they?
They are. It's really mind-blowing from my perspective. You know, I don't understand, you know, who is driving the ship anymore. And, you know, we've been saying the lockdowns, and there's been scientists all around the world. There's a huge petition now by hundreds of thousands now of scientists all around the world that are lining up and saying we don't agree with the lockdown. The draconian measures are wrong. In fact, as we are now recognizing, this lockdown is going to have killed more people than the virus ever would have by itself.
Yep.
It's going to go down as a tragic mistake in science. And the WHO, and we've been calling it out, right? It wasn't hard to see this coming. It was obvious, I think, 3 or 4 months ago when the imperial model proved to be completely wrong that it wasn't going to be 500,000 deaths in the UK and 2.2 million deaths in America, but more like a couple hundred thousand in America and, you know, tens of thousands in the UK. That right there should have stopped the ball rolling, and we could have saved countless lives. But instead, we find ourselves still stuck in this. And now you have the WHO saying definitively, we don't believe lockdowns are the approach anymore to deal with COVID-19. Really shocking statement, especially when the world is, you know, and the election we're watching is attacking our president. Donald Trump is currently our president. I think I'm allowed to say that. He's been saying, for many months now, Donald Trump has been saying the lockdown cannot be more dangerous than the disease, where we've made a serious mistake, and now he is proving to be the one that was wrong. I know it's hard for a lot of intelligent people to stomach, but that happens to be the reality we are now living in.
No, and again, they keep telling us, or guys like me, you know, you're not listening to science, you're not paying attention to science. Well, actually, I am. I'm not making it up. I'm not suggesting. I mean, look, recently over 1,000 doctors and scientists came out against Fauci. Against the mask thing, and it doesn't work, and we shouldn't be doing. And they went through a whole bunch of stuff, got absolutely no play. And I got to tell you something, I'm not one that complains about a lot of stuff, but I was in a meeting a few weeks ago. I don't go to a lot of meetings right now. A lot of them we do through Zoom and that kind of stuff. And I was in a room. I had a mask on for 90 minutes. All right, and I kept trying to get some air in every once in a while, but. When I came home within an hour and a half, I had a massive migraine. I haven't had a migraine in 15 years.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm not making it up. These people have to figure out this is real.
Outrageous. And, you know, you shouldn't need. There's certain things that are really annoying. You know? Go ahead.
No, I was going to joke about it. I was going to say, when you were a kid in school, right, if you were hyperventilating and something was going wrong, what did the teacher tell you to do? Grab a bag, breathe into the bag so you don't breathe so much oxygen in,
right.
And it'll calm you down. It'll make you relax. And I'm going, really? We haven't figured this out?
Yeah, it's really outrageous. You know, I one of the most controversial videos I have out there that's gotten me in more trouble is I put a mask on him. We got a CO2 monitor. I stuck the monitor inside of his mask, and we watched as the N95 mask was off the charts. I mean, you know, unhealthy air starts at about 2,000 parts per million. Toxic air is at 5,000 parts per million. And we were registering over 10,000. It went off the Richter scale. The machine couldn't go any higher. And I brought in two OSHA experts onto my episode of The High Wire last week. And I said, you know, people said that I didn't do the study right. They're like, we work for OSHA. You did it exactly how we would have done it. That's how we test masks. You did it exactly right, and you are exactly right. There's that much oxygen. What people don't realize is when doctors are wearing masks in the OR, that OR is they're pressurizing, forcing more oxygen in that room to make up for the oxygen loss in the mask, because they don't want their doctors getting woozy, you know, because they're wearing a mask.
That would
be good.
We don't
have forced oxygen in our houses and in the environment as we walk around. And as the OSHA experts pointed out, it is illegal. Get this, it is illegal for any business to forcibly tell an employee to wear a mask until they bring in an OSHA expert that has to test that person to make sure that their heart system is set up, that they can handle the extra pressure it's going to take to breathe like that for long periods of time. They've got to test the seal, you know, the seal of the mask, make sure they have the right mask for the environment. This all happens. Otherwise, you're breaking OSHA laws. And yet, we have teachers just telling children and schools and you know, outdoor football. I was at a football game watching my 12-year-old son play, and this mask Nazi comes up and says, you have to wear your mask. I'm standing outside alone next to a fence with my wife. I'm like, I held up my cup of coffee and said, yeah, when I finish this coffee. He's like, okay, when you finish your coffee. But, I mean, it's getting ridiculous. What do they own the air? I mean, we must get realistic about this. We now live in a time where they're trying to say it is illegal to breathe the air. Think about that. I mean, I've had problems when I hear states that make it illegal to catch your own rainwater. I thought that was crazy. Now, I'm not allowed to breathe the air. Like, you can come up and arrest me if I do not cover my face to block the air on the planet I live on. This is madness.
You're killing me. Look at here in California.
The governor now, check this one out. The governor now tells you, you have to keep your mask on between bites and between drinks. So you lift it up, you take a swig, you put it down. You take a spoonful or whatever, you lift your mask up, you put the food in, right. I'm going, have you lost your mind? You know? Yeah. And yet, in the supermarket, somehow, it doesn't affect anybody in the supermarket when the kids are running around and, you know, you're going up and down the aisles.
And here's the thing. You know, we are not wearing masks the way doctors do. I worked on the Doctor's Television Show. I have worn masks in ORs. I have shot hundreds of surgeries with all the gear on and trying to keep the space sterile. You don't touch your face. If a doctor touches their face, they have to change the mask out. Yet, what you know, Newsom is telling people to do is touch your mask, pull it down, put a bite in your mouth, grab your mask, put it up. Imagine if he told you, I want you to grab the crack of your underwear between every bite and then make sure you touch the table that I'm going to be eating at in between bites, because that's what we're doing. This is literally a diaper on your face. There are ways we discharge our excrement, you know, through our nostrils, our mouth, you know, urine and fecal, you know, export. And they're all a part of the same toxic removal. And if this virus is as toxic as you're saying, it's collecting on that mask. Yet I watched Newsom, we watch him fiddling it with his face, Deborah Birx, Tony Fauci. Nobody can stop touching this thing with their hands. And then watch whatever they touch. I watched Nancy Pelosi do this. In fact, we're going to do a piece on this in my show this week. Nancy Pelosi touches her mask like 20 times in 2 minutes giving a speech. And then I watch her touching the microphone. I watch her touching the podium. And she says Donald Trump is a super spreader. I'm sorry, honey. Andrea, how many people are going to say that you just eliminated with your mask touching, grabbing underwear move, and then touching every part of this podium? That's how this thing is spreading, if anything. People that aren't wearing masks aren't touching their face and mouth and nose and mucus areas. Let's put it that way.
When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about the COVID, upcoming COVID vax, number one. But number two, I have never seen in my life over the last 2 years how many of these commercials now, if you use such and such, if you took this, if you did this, you know, you need to see a doctor really quick because you might die. Anyhow, Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Dale after this.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with a free subscription from Avid Market Highlights Report. With gold prices hitting new highs in 2020, investors are just beginning to push into junior gold miner stocks. And we want to send you research that can position you to win with this red-hot gold stock opportunity in the market. Text WIN to 48542 for more info on gold miner investment opportunities now with your free subscription to Market Highlights Report. Text the word WIN to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the winningest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word WIN to 48542. Text WIN to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text WIN to 48542.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
We are back. You listen to the real side.
Are we?
Yeah. You listen to the real side. But GCN Live, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5560. I really do want to just bring him back on again. Again, like I said, I could do the whole intro, but you know what? He's got the creds. He's a good guy. He's got his own show that you need to check out. It's The High Wire with Del Bigtree. Just go to that Google thing. Google his name. You'll find out all about him. Del, again, really do appreciate your time with me, man. I really appreciate you being on.
I appreciate you having me on, man. This is one of the most controversial subjects in the world, and you were talking about it with me years ago before anyone was, and now it's the number one headline.
Yeah, and it's funny.
They're going to be vaccinated for COVID-19. Welcome to the conversation, right?
Well, yeah, and it's funny because all those science believers now, and because of their ideological, you know, political bent, they're going, I wouldn't take that because the president, you know, first of all, stop. Let's just stop there. The same people making this vaccine are the ones that are making all those other vaccines that you have absolutely no problem in taking whatsoever. Some of you are saying it hasn't been tested long enough. Well, Dell, this is not that different than most other vaccines you get, is it?
No, I mean, this is exactly why I have, you know, my nonprofit has won 4 lawsuits against the CDC, FDA, National Institute of Health, and Health and Human Services.
That's a big deal. Don't just run past that. That is a big deal. These are government organizations that have big, bucks in deep pockets, and you beat them. So that's a big deal.
Yeah, and I get accused. If you Google me, you'll find people saying Dell spreads misinformation. I would say you should try to beat the government in the United States in court using misinformation. And so what we have been all over, what we have proved beyond a shadow of a doubt now, essentially, is that not one of the vaccines that we give our children in the childhood schedule, which is 16 total vaccines, given in 72 total doses by the time they're 18.
Wow.
Many of these we give over and over again. Some of these vaccines have multiple different viruses in them. But 72 doses by the time you're 18, compared to those of us that were born in before the 1980s, we were getting like 10, 11 vaccines at most. Now our kids are getting 54 shots, 72 doses, and not one of those has ever gone through or went through a double-blind placebo safety trial to be approved for safety. And that's what I think we've found shocking, and I've been, you know, yelling out to the world for the last 4 years. Well, now for the first time ever, the entire world is asking themselves the question.
But back up a little bit, though.
Okay.
All right, you said... we're about the same age. You and I, in the 70s or where we were born back in the 50s, 60s, whatever, what, 10, 12 shots?
At most, yeah.
Okay, and they weren't all given at one time, too, I would imagine. They were given
throughout your life, by the time you're 18, you got about 10 vaccinations.
Okay,
I mean,
and...
talking to most people, we barely remember getting them. Like, I remember, you talk to most people, like, I remember getting, like, one. Maybe two, you know.
Yeah,
and
I
now,
think a tetanus shot is the only one I ever remember getting, and some booster, but right?
Yeah.
But now you're, wait a minute, do the number again, because I don't drink, but I feel like I've been drinking with the numbers.
Yeah, okay. So, essentially, what we talked about before, the moment we took liability away from the industry, it makes sense, right? Oh, wait a minute, you can't sue me no matter what happens with my product? Hey, let's throw all of the things we have in trials right onto the market, and that's what happened. We went from, about 12 vaccines in the 1980s to now 54 vaccines. And then in that exact same time period, we went back when we were getting the 10 vaccines in the 1980s, the chronic illness rate of children in America was 12.8%. That means out of all of our kids, 12.8% of kids had a permanent chronic illness, either a neurological disorder or an autoimmune disease. Now that we have accelerated that schedule to, as I said, 54 shots, 72 doses, we now have a chronic illness rate in our children of 54%. More than half of our kids have a permanent chronic illness that they will need medication for and therapy the rest of their lives. You know, things like one in six children now has a speech delay or a speech impediment. You know, we've got everyone sees it, ADD, ADHD, diabetes, asthma, Crohn's disease, multiple sclerosis, eczema, psoriasis, all of these things, peanut allergies, deadly peanut allergies. You and I don't remember kids with any of these things in our school. I remember watching one kid in my entire elementary school had an asthma inhaler, and we would all watch this poor kid as we were playing soccer or running around the field thinking, boy, that poor kid's life is attached to that little ventilator thing he's carrying around. And now between, you know, one in six and one in ten children has an asthma inhaler. I mean, that's insane. They can't breathe anymore on this planet, and more and more and more studies are showing exactly what you know to be true. Those are you know,
wow,
autoimmune diseases, and it really shouldn't take a rocket scientist to know if you mess with the immune system, if you confuse the immune system with toxic chemicals and viruses and bacteria enough times, then there's a chance you could really confuse the immune system so that it starts attacking that autoimmune disease is. We are really, really sick, which is why I'm in this conversation. I'm not here because I just randomly decided, you know what, I want to have a beef with vaccines. I'm here because we have the sickest nation of children in the industrialized world and the sickest generation of children we have seen in decades. That decline from 12.8% chronic illness to 54% chronic illness from the 1980s till now is the fastest and biggest decline in human health in recorded history. There's no explanation for it other than vaccines. And if even if there is, like some people say, well, Dale, how do you know it's not the food? I mean, we do, you know, put all these steroids in our beef now and, you know, and antibiotics in our beef and our you know, 90% of our crops are sprayed with Monsanto's glyphosate and there's fluoride in our water. I said, whoa, look, hey, my nonprofit investigates all of those things. And you're right. There's a lot of talk. I do realize that the FDA and the CDC all said all of those things are safe, too. So if no matter what stage you want to stand on, the FDA, CDC, all these groups are responsible for our lack of health, and they should be held accountable now. Tony Fauci is at the top of that list. This man should be responsible for how sick we actually are.
Yeah, I agree with you because, you know, he was out there in the beginning making it sound like he had all the answers to everything. And this is, you know, it's really funny because when, and I'm not trying to get political on you, but when the left beats on guys like me because I don't believe in science, when I talk about it, it's not that I don't believe in science. Just be honest about it. They have been wrong about these kind of things so often is that when they come out with such authority, you go, wait a minute, slow down. You said this before. You said that we were going to lose 2 million people by the summertime because this disease was going to, this COVID was going to run through the world and kill all. Well, it didn't. So why should I believe you? You can't make up your minds on masks. You can't make. How am I supposed to believe this? You know what I'm saying?
And how many times have you been wrong saying that something is safe? You know, this is something that people say, Dell, are you saying that every doctor, I mean, they're knowingly, you know, destroying the lives of children and making them sick? I say, no, they're being lied to by the CDC and the FDA.
Right.
This isn't a conspiracy of millions of doctors. It's a conspiracy that involves a very small group of people inside of our regulatory agencies, and I'll prove it right now. I mean, I'll take another subject we're all aware of, OxyContin.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Now, if you want to say that doctors know everything and you're going to hold them on a pedestal, then I would say then you better blame them for OxyContin because that's their fault. Or you can come to my school of thinking, which is I recognize doctors are too busy. They can't read every study and trial out there. That's supposed to be the CDC and FDA's job. And so when a doctor is seeing an increased risk of addiction amongst the patients they're giving products like OxyContin, they have a conscience. They say, well, let me go check out the CDC, see what the CDC says. And that's their Bible. And they go to the CDC, and the CDC says, you know, safe. They go to the FDA, it says safe, non-habitable. And they go, good, I feel better about it. CDC said it's safe. FDA says it's safe. And you know that in 2012, in the height of the OxyContin epidemic, the FDA was so wrong on this that not only were they not warning people that we were seeing a rise in addiction, they actually asked the manufacturers, like the Sackler family and Johnson & Johnson, could you do your own internal study and let us know if you And they made it available for 10-year-olds in 2012.
Oh,
I mean, that's how sick these regulatory agencies are. And so what I'm saying, your doctor doesn't know better, and your doctor, in many ways, can't be held responsible. There, you saw with OxyContin. Now we know, oh, my God, this stuff is deadly. It's killing over 60,000 to 70,000 people a year in America. It's one of the greatest crises of our time. It's costing us millions and billions of dollars in health care costs. And who are we going to blame? And, oh, the FDA, CDC, not the government, your doctor? I mean, this is the problem, and this is why when you get deeper and deeper into investigating these things, you lose, you know, more and more faith in the way our system is designed around the pharmaceutical industry.
You know, we haven't got a whole bunch of time. I've got to switch gears with you just a little bit here. It was when the whole vaping thing started to come out. And I'm sitting here and I'm telling people, you know, come, I want you to think about this, all right? I know you think it keeps your kids away from smoking. I don't believe so. I mean, you made fun of the candy cigarettes, right? Now you got vaping. It tastes good. It's flavorful. But here's the thing that bothers me the most. Your lungs were not made for water. What do you think vape is? What do you think vapor is? Your lungs weren't made to handle that. Smarten up, people. All right, listen, we only got about 30 seconds left. Tell people where to find you.
Please go to thehighwire.com and start watching our past episodes over the pandemic, even last week. Just see what the OSHA experts have to say. If you're like, you know what, that's exactly what I've been thinking the whole time, that makes a lot of sense, then please just sign up to our newsletter so that we can always find you. We've been banned from YouTube. There's a blitzkrieg on check out thehighwire.com.
All right. Dell, always a pleasure. Keep doing what you're doing, man. I really do appreciate what you're doing and getting the message out there. We'll have you back on in a month or so. We'll get an update. God bless
you.
All right. So I'm a senior host. Listen to Real Side of GCN Live. Listen, don't go anywhere, people. We've got a lot more coming up. You've got me for the next hour, all by my onesies. That should scare you. We'll be back in a little bit.